You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Chwaba.
It's true. I don't like the serious crimes. I like the forgivable crimes. Or the crimes that people commit, maybe when they're just hungry or want a really cool comb. Something like that. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you here, folks. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope wherever you're joining us from, it is a wonderful night for you here in the great state of Wisconsin. It is so fun to be on the air tonight because this is going to be an excellent show. I've got some great guests tonight, great question, and some really fun stuff to talk about. And on the other side of the glass from me, both of us fighting illness, is Conrad Krieger.
Hello.
What's the matter, man? What are your symptoms?
Everything.
Think you got scurvy again?
What is that one again? Is that
that's
like
the teeth and the gums? Yeah,
yeah,
it's rickets, like, is like when it affects your bones. All those old sailors.
You know, I was on a pirate ship and I got it.
Yeah, it happens, man. So seriously, what do you got? Like a sore throat or something?
Yeah, just everything to deal with the throat. Probably hear it in my voice a little bit.
Same, dog. No, I have not been sick. Like, my daughter had the flu. I talked about that, and I was ultra careful. But I think being in Chicago last Saturday, up all night in the cold, I think it caught up to me. But we'll get through it. This is going to be fine. Look, we're not going off to fight a war. We are doing radio. I think we'll both be fine. And, it's going around. Everything's going around. There's like flu, there's cold, there's RSV, all kinds of stuff. So eventually it's going to get you. But we'll get through this show and we'll have a lot of fun doing it tonight. We've got, this is going to be fun. At 5:35, there's a cat named Rex Sykes who comes on this show once in a while to tell us about a really cool organization he founded called, or co-founded, called Mission 1 Billion. It's a networking thing for people in show business, trying to get into show business, and they have a speaker every so often who shows up in Milwaukee and hangs with people and networks and kind of just tells people what their experiences in the business were like. And I think the last guest they had was a woman from the SAG AFTRA, Screen Actors Guild. And this next event they have, which is actually tomorrow night, they have a guy named Daniel Pico. So Rex and Daniel will be on the show at 5:35 to give us a little preview of what's going to take place tomorrow night at their event. And then we've got Wisconsin native Olivia Witt, very funny comedian. She lives in New York now. She ditched us for the comedy mecca that is New York. That's forgivable. But Olivia will be here at 6:35. Very excited to talk to her. And then at 7:20, Conrad, you know who's coming into the studio?
Green Bay Llama.
An actual llama in name only. It's a, we've got the Green Bay Llama on the show tonight. And I've kind of been following this. I've heard about this guy. His name is Jason Jerry. But he founded this website and this group, this local group called the Green Bay, I don't even know. I don't have the total title in front of me, but it's the Green Bay Llama Society. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Jason, I've gone back and forth with him a little bit on Facebook, and I'm really excited that he is willing to come in to the studio. It's going to be a really good time talking to him about some of the things that are happening here locally in the surrounding areas of our Nightlight studios here. And I'm guessing, Conrad, that he is a Packer fan. I can't confirm that, but my guess is he'll have some thoughts on what transpired this past weekend and what the Packers do moving forward. Maybe he won't. I don't know. Maybe he's just more of a local politics or events guy. But either way, we will get to know the Green Bay Llama, Jason Jerry. He will be here in the third hour at 7:20. And pardon me. We've got lots of fun stuff to talk about, too. I don't know. This is interesting. When you get sick, Conrad, do you always try to trace where it happened or who you got it from?
No, I just say, how can I get better?
Okay, yes. That's a very healthy attitude.
I, as soon as I noticed it this morning, I got a hot cup of Joe.
Okay. What does that do for you? What is
just
that, coffee?
No, it just helps, you know, kind of soothe.
Okay.
I need to get some zinc and vitamin C like Sherry said last night.
Zinc, yeah, absolutely. See, Sherry's the one you talk to. And as soon as I went home last night, I got zinc, I got more vitamin D, I got echinacea, and I got extra C. I am set. Like, I felt worse last night than I felt tonight. And I think it's because of my little home remedies and with help from people like Sherry and stuff like that. So, but my wife is one of those people. She will hold a grudge. She will mention, she'll go, oh, yeah, that's when I had the flu that I got from your dad. Like, she'll always put a footnote in there of who gave it to her. It's like she's vindictive when it comes to illnesses. And I'm like, I don't care where, you know, it's just, that's what happens. Stuff gets passed around. You can't hold grudges.
My brother still holds a grudge against me. When we were younger, I gave him strep throat.
He remembers that?
I didn't show any symptoms or anything. I just gave it to him.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
He's just making it up, it sounds like.
Well, I think
he
needs a scapegoat. Tested positive for it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But I didn't show one symptom for it. And then he got it, and then he showed every symptom for it.
I did that once. I was wrestling with my son when he was like 4, and he literally sneezed right in my mouth. And I'm like, well, I'm going to clear my calendar the next couple days and drink some water and see what happens. It's the Greater Green Bay Society of the Llama. That's Jason's group. And they're on Facebook. Check them out. It's a fun follow. That's the name of the group. But they also go by Green Bay Llama, unless there are more than one llama group. You think there could be in Green Bay? I doubt it. All right, we'll get back to me. So lots of stuff to talk about. We also have, this is kind of a fun question tonight, I think. I'm going to wait. Conrad's got a phone call, so we'll do it after Con takes his call. He's probably making a long-distance call to some girl he met online. But we'll do that, and we will talk about let's get to Con. I think we can't waste any more time. Let's get to the nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your current movie or TV crush? You could spend a lot of time thinking about that one because there's so many people on TV or in movies that I think we probably want to date. Aside from my wife, of course. If I wasn't married, who would be my movie or TV crush? So who would be yours? Be part of the show, folks. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the stream if you're watching the radio at Facebook, YouTube, or X. Let us know. Drop us a stream comment, and we will read it on the radio. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. I'm going to go first. Carrie Coon. Love her. Wisconsin actress. She was in White Lotus this last season, and she is outstanding, and she's so talented. And I'm attracted. She's very pretty, but I'm attracted to her talent. Conrad, it's not all about looks. Okay. So think about that before you give your answer.
Mine is Odessa Isaiah.
I have to Google that.
She's on Marty Supreme on that movie, but she's also on, I've never seen the show, but she's on I Love LA, that new HBO Max show.
Okay.
And I just think she's a great actress.
What's her last name? Odessa?
Azion.
You have to help me out there. A Z.
A apostrophe.
Oh, it comes right up. Oh, yeah, I've seen her. Oh, she's great.
She played such a good part in Marty Supreme. Like, I don't think she won for Best Supporting Actress, but I think she should have because she was really great in Marty Supreme.
Tim Chalamet, no slouch either, bringing home the best actor for the Golden Globes. We'll talk a little bit about the Golden Globes. So there you go. That's your question of the night, folks. Let us know who your favorite or who your current crush is because they change. You know, I went through a Julia Ormond month a while back, and now I'm on to Carrie Coon. So that's the fun thing about celebrity crushes. They're never going to happen. You have no shot. I have no shot. So you can say, you know, the sky's the limit. Let us know who your current crushes from TV or movies, or any celebrity for that matter. We've got a phone call.
Yeah, Richard from Waukesha.
Richard from Waukesha. I know him. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing pretty well. How are you tonight?
I'm recuperating from what I diagnosed on myself.
Oh, dear.
Throat problems.
Oh, no.
I used to work at a Greasy Spoon, and I seen everything. You know, mold, you don't necessarily have to see it, and it can affect your throat.
Yeah.
Bad coffee, numerous bread, you can have invisible mold. A good thing for it is toast with peanut butter and hot honey.
For a sore throat. Okay.
It'll like sand out your throat, and you'll find out, you know, it's like taking a scab off and getting new skin.
But you're saying this happened. You got a sore throat from an old greasy spoon and eating bad bread and bad coffee.
Yeah. I figure out afterwards, you know, I'm a coffee lover.
Yeah, same.
You know, and I eat a lot of sandwiches, and where I live, I have trouble, like, because of dampness.
Okay.
And the bread, you know, it sneaks up on you all of a sudden. Hey, it doesn't look bad, but it's old. So I actually started putting it in freezers right away, you know. So
yeah.
I didn't have to question it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So are you saying you have a sore throat right now, Richard?
I got a little bit of issues with my throat because of,
Oh, man. It's like a chronic thing.
Soda water. Sometimes a little too much soda water will dry your throat out. You know, heat. I've got arthritis, so I like to have the heat up.
Okay.
And that's dry then, you know.
Wow.
It's a painkiller.
We don't.
Heat
all right.
For arthritis.
Here's what we're going to do. We don't usually do this, Richard, but Conrad is going to make a house call. Give us your address. He should be there in a few hours, and he will give you a head-to-toe examination. How does that sound?
I'm fine. I'm like laying back and, you know, enjoying the programs.
Conrad just breathed a huge sigh of relief, too, by the way.
I got a sweetheart actress.
Yeah, please.
Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know she's been around a long time, but I've just thought she was great for a long time.
Very talented actress, no question. Richard, please take care of yourself. And if we
you
run
too.
Across Nicole Kidman, we'll send her there to make the house call.
Yeah, and plenty of fluids.
Okay. Have a great night. That's Richard from Waukesha. I couldn't tell if he was getting like dirty there at the end or what, but either way, it's just fine. It's good to talk to Richard. Let us know who your current crush is from TV or movies. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, folks. News, sports, and weather is coming up in just 10 minutes. We will keep you informed here at Civic Media. We've got coaches fired tonight, Conrad. And I know that they're trying to work out a deal for Matt LaFleur, but we're going to talk about that, and I wonder if that makes things interesting, if there's another guy you think the Packers might have their eye on. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the new most famous podcast, too, that just won a Golden Globe. The first ever in that category. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My Lord. Oh, my Lord. I really want to know you. I really want to go with you. I really want to show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you, moonlight.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you here. We're doing Tuesday like it's Thursday. We're going a little crazy tonight on a Tuesday because, as we know, As the great Newman from Seinfeld once said, Tuesday has no feel. We're trying to give Tuesday a feel here tonight at Nightlight, and it is great that you were part of it. News, sports, and weather coming up in just about 7 minutes. Last night, Conrad, I kind of vented about, you know, I watched the game Saturday night in a sports bar, and then I saw some comments. All people in sports do this, no matter who you're cheering for. They call some, not all. But I feel like it's egregious. They go too far when they call players on the opposing team bitches. I just think that's like, come on. You're sitting in your living room watching this this game. You don't need to, or in a bar, just like calling another play. It's just so stupid. So, and it goes too far. Like, it's one thing to cheer for a team. Like, do you do that? You don't behave like that, do you?
No, No, not really. I mean, I will like kind of shout and be like, "Oh, come on!" Or
sure,
like that.
Oh, but, of course, of course. And you shout at the other team, but I mean, emasculate a professional football player from the comfort of your living room when you're doing nothing is ridiculous to me.
Yeah, you know, when you're sitting there eating nachos.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, when McManus missed all those kicks, I did say you suck. So.
Okay, that's that's fair. So. I write these voice texts to myself to remind myself to talk about stuff in the air. So what I meant to voice yesterday in the morning, I just wrote a quick note to myself, fans calling opposing team players bitches. But this is what my voice text picked up. And I've done this in the past. I've gotten things wrong. Here's what my phone, what was recorded to my phone. Fans backing plate notices.
Yeah, that exactly.
So that's another thing I want to talk about. I'm tired of these fans backing plate notices.
I mean, why do they keep doing it?
I don't know. Go paper, go ceramic, whatever. You don't need to get that in depth. That's just silliness right there. Amy Poehler, the number one podcast, she won a Golden Globe. It was the first year they allowed podcasts to win Golden Globes. Now, I love Amy Poehler. She's very funny, incredibly talented. But the Call Her Daddy podcast, the Dax Shepard podcast, he's a celebrity too. Some of these podcasts have been on for years. My buddy Jimmy Pardo has a great podcast. I feel like Amy Poehler just launched hers last year. And she wins the cat. Like, that seems wrong to me. Like, Call Her Daddy, I've never listened to it. I don't know anything about Alex Cooper. But she is a grinder. Like, she has been on, she's been trying to get this podcast going forever. It eventually did. Now it's huge. Now I think she's got TV deals. But Amy Poehler, she just launched it. Of course she's going to get all the A-list guests because she's Amy Poehler.
What did Nightlight rank?
Well, we're live radio, pal. I don't know if you knew
that.
But
we do got a podcast as well, too.
Yeah, we do have a podcast. Check it out at civicmedia.us. That was a great segue. So Wisconsin, I thought this was interesting. At some point tonight in the show, folks, I'm not going to reveal when. I'm going to tell you where Wisconsin ranked on a list for raising a family. We got good marks, and it's from Wallet Hub, and at some point I will roll that out. You're going to want to hear that because I think we should be very proud of ourselves. But right now, I want to ask you, LaFleur, it looks like breaking news, not breaking news, but I saw on WBAY earlier, they're trying to work out a deal. That was the latest update. But you've got Kevin Stefanski now out of a job, two-time coach of the year. Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, Mike McDaniel. What do you think they're going to do? I know they like LaFleur. It's not like he's a bad
coach.
They're
going to keep LaFleur.
Yeah.
I mean,
are they going to extend him, though?
Obviously, we need other changes, too.
Yeah.
Special teams, that needs a huge upgrade there.
Sounds like someone's angling for a kicking tryout.
Well, maybe I could kick better than McManus, but...
Hey, Sherry Stokoe was on the show last night.
She could probably kick
and
better
she
than
she kicked a field goal. And she was a soccer player. But I saw a post she did on Facebook about a month ago or whatever. And she was a badass. Like, she kicked a field goal. It was great.
I'm just, you know, it's Mike Tomlin with his, you know, letting go. He told the team, I'm stepping down. So if any team actually wants him, they have to trade for him.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So wait. Because that's how I read it, too. He walked away.
Yeah, he stepped down.
But they're still on the hook for the money, even though he's saying no thanks.
Yes, so if any team actually wants him as a coach, they have to trade for him.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you want Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, two guys who've won Super Bowls, And maybe that puts them a notch above LaFleur. But basically, you'd be hiring Matt LaFleur. They make the playoffs every year. I know LaFleur hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl yet or won one, but he hasn't been at it as long as those guys either. So I would say keep LaFleur because he gets you to the playoffs every year, typically.
I think he needs a new cast around him, too. Not Jeff Hafley. Jeff Hafley's amazing. But
yeah.
I'm just hoping that he doesn't take a head coaching job this year, even though he definitely could. He could definitely be a head coach.
Where did their defense end up ranking at the end of the year? They were like top five for most of the year, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the year, they kind of, you know, I mean, tribute to Nixon letting a lot of passes go through and a lot of 15-yard penalties.
You complain about him every night. Conrad, what was your favorite movie last week? Yeah, that Nixon sucks. I don't know.
I got to say, he said today in an interview that he achieved all of his goals this year.
Really?
I said, oh, so he got his one tackle and his one pass breakup and coasted the rest of the year.
You got to keep the bar low, dude. Otherwise, you're never going to achieve your dreams. Brett on the text line in the 920 says, when you say llama, is that as in Dolly or love child of sheep and horse? First of all, I didn't know there was a love child or if that was possible between a sheep and a horse. But you're just going to have to hang in there, Brett, because we're going to tell you in hour number three. We're going to give you all the straight dope about the Green Bay Llama. So our question of the night, folks, is who is your current crush when it comes to movies or TV or any celebrity? We'll read your text, be part of the show. News, sports, and weather coming up next. And then we are going to talk about a really cool event happening this week in Milwaukee. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you here tonight, folks. Thanks for joining me. Stacy Sue on the social media says Jude Law is her current crush when it comes to TV or film. Jude Law. There you go. Stacy Sue, I did not peg you as a Jude Law person, so that's interesting. Conrad, did you give yours?
Yeah, Odessa Zion.
You did. Correct. Okay. And then we've got, I love when people get involved in the show. Conrad, we talked about how we were both not feeling particularly well or fighting something. And Andrew from the 262 said, hot tea with lemon, honey, and a shot of brandy helps. They all have benefits from helping to open the lungs, soothe the throat, and sleep. It's so funny. I don't know if, like, I've been in Wisconsin long enough now where I'm not sure if the brandy is just because it's a Wisconsin thing or if that really does help, or if just it's because we're in Wisconsin, we need booze. Not sure about that. So feel free to share, folks. All right. This is exciting, folks. My first guests tonight are part of an event that happens tomorrow night called Mission 1 Billion. Joining me now on Nightlight are Mission 1 Billion founder or co-founder Rex Sykes, and his featured guest tomorrow night is producer Daniel Pico. They both join me tonight. Guys, welcome. Someone's muted. I think Daniel might be muted. Oh, they're both muted. Did we mute them, Con? Are we responsible for this muting? We'll figure it out, folks. But these guys are here. This event takes place tomorrow night. It's a, as I mentioned, it's an event that has been founded by or co-founded by Rex Sykes. And it's kind of a networking thing. So if you're in the business or want to be, you should drop by this cool event. We'll tell you where it is. And talk about what you can expect if you decide to drop by. Do we have these guys now? Oh, you still got them muted. Okay. We'll figure it out. I'll read some text. Okay. Oh, there's somebody. Yes. There's Daniel.
Yes. Sir. Hey, how you doing?
Yes or no?
That was like not a mutiny. It was more of a muting knee. So I'm glad you guys figured it out on your end. And it's great to have you on the show. Welcome to Nightlight.
Great. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, always. Rex, do you guys have a favorite celebrity, a crush, someone that you wish you could date from TV or movies?
Oh, it was you.
Well, naturally.
But. You. It's obviously.
Just for my personality,
by the way,
though.
I want to say, you look marvelous. Are you wearing a turban?
I'm wearing a hat because I'm trying to keep my core temperature at a good.
It behooves you. I mean, it's great. You should have flowing robes. I mean, you look very scholarly with that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not opposed to. Actually, I don't know that there are many radio hosts in Wisconsin, certainly, that are wearing turbans. I'm open to that. But any kind of headpiece, I think, elevates the show. What do you guys think, though? Do you have a someone that you wouldn't mind courting?
Oh.
My wife wouldn't let me answer a question like that in public.
It's all for fun. We're shooting for the moon here. This is never going to happen.
I mean, look, I'm married. She's married. Mary Elizabeth Wanstead, years and years ago, she was my heart.
Nice. Okay.
You know, obviously we're all of our lives have gone in different directions. So that dream is gone.
Okay.
And I should say this because she's a friend of mine, but Timmy Robertson from Twin Peaks, who played Lucy in the receptionist in the sheriff station. I would go with you. We've been friends since like 1980. We did a play together. So
that is a long time to be in the friend zone. And I hope you didn't just make things awkward, Rex. I would hate to see a friendship dissipate over that kind of information becoming public. All right. Those are great choices. Thank you guys. Rex, as one of the founders of Mission 1 Billion, tell us, before we get into what is happening tomorrow night, tell us about the group.
So Mission 1 Billion actually is the brainchild of someone named Dan Brisgell. He's my co-founder, partner in this. I partnered with him. We both had similar visions. He just came up with the name and created the nonprofit, and so we partnered. It was a way of saying that there are content creators like Daniel, like yourself, and others who could benefit from some help, collaboration, cooperation, support, to get their projects not only produced but distributed and to profit by them. So it was a way of saying, how do we support filmmakers, especially in Wisconsin, especially now that the incentives have come back? What can we do to really make a difference? So we have meetings monthly. We've got incredible speakers like Daniel, and you're going to hear from him in just a moment when I shut up. But we've got educational classes, programs, projects. We do short films or larger projects, and we work together to elevate all of the filmmakers, the content creators, the storytellers, the musicians, the artists, the performers, the actors in the state and elsewhere. Actually, it's a global mission. That's why it's Mission 1 Billion, which Daniel, Dan came up with a name. And I said, well, 1 billion is too small. There's 8 billion people on the planet. Why are we only going for 1 billion? But
that is ambitious. I hope they don't all show up tomorrow night.
If they do, Schmitty's will be, do you know that actually there is somewhere, and you can search it, that you could take every person on the planet, stand them side by side, chest to back kind of thing, and they all fit like in the state of Iowa.
Come on.
It's not that
really?
Big a space. Yeah, if you took all the people, the mass of people isn't as large as you would expect it to be.
My guess is that Schmitty's is not as big as the state of Iowa, though. So a modest turnout would be great tomorrow night.
But we would like any filmmaker who sees this, who's in the Wisconsin area, whether they're in the west side, the north side, the central, south side, to feel free to come and join us, and to make a point of doing it. We meet every month.
That's excellent. Daniel, tell us a little bit about yourself. I was looking at your IMDb page earlier. You've got tons of credits. You're a very busy guy. And you obviously like to stay busy, but give us some background.
I grew up in Illinois. I went to Columbia College, Chicago, back in the day, and I graduated in 2002. And then I started working in the industry immediately. I did a TV pilot right out of college, and then just have been working in the industry ever since. I've been every job on a set from, caterer, which I have done, all the way up to director producer. Some of the highlights, I worked for people like Joe Pitka, who's a very famous commercial director. I was his in-house editor. He did movies like Space Jam and
Let
It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss, stuff like that. And did like 5,000 commercials. I mean, the guy was so incredibly prolific, and I learned a huge amount working with him for a couple of years. And then, I was a first assistant director on a lot of movies like Cabin Fever Patient Zero, which was Cabin Fever 3, technically. And then I worked on, things like Marfa Girl with Larry Clark. I did a film called Somnia that came out last year. A lot of other great filmmakers, really great experiences. But, obviously my passion has always been writing and directing. And 2 years ago, or last year, technically 2024 now, so I got to start getting in that mindset. 2 years ago, a TV show that I wrote with David Bianchi called Razor, which was a sci-fi TV show with about hackers and black market crime and a lot of really fun stuff, a lot of cyberpunk themes in it. And that got nominated for a Primetime Emmy. So that was really exciting to be a part of that. And then I had a film play at the Cannes Film Festival at the same time, which was very cool that I got to make here. And went from, I lived in Los Angeles for 13 years, and then I moved to Janesville, which is where I live now. And I've been living here since 2021. I really Wisconsin has really become my adopted home. I've really enjoyed I was originally from the Midwest, but to come back, really good on my experiences here, and meeting incredible crew and cast and making, some really great lifetime connections has been really exciting. And it culminated back in August when we shot a feature film here called The Withering that's coming out in July.
Nice.
We just literally yesterday I delivered the final cut of the film. So,
oh, congratulations. Yeah. That's so exciting. You'll have to keep us posted on that.
He is very prolific. I mean, it's amazing. We're so fortunate to have him talk tomorrow evening.
So my guests are Rex Sykes. He is one of the co-founders of Mission 1 Billion, a networking group that is meeting tomorrow night at a place called Schmitty's in Milwaukee. Sounds like an absolute gas. And the featured speaker is also here with us tonight, producer, writer, director, wearer of tons of hats, Daniel Pico. It's so funny you said that, because one of my questions, Daniel, was going to be like the modern day conveniences. I noticed on your IMDb page, your company, Pico Entertainment, has a Janesville, Wisconsin address, a Chicago area phone number, and is named after Pico Boulevard in LA. So you're like all encompassing. So that's cool. So tell us a little bit about what will you say tomorrow when you talk to people in Milwaukee and potential filmmakers or people who want to break in or people who have already been established? What is your message to them?
I think I'm gonna look to the audience. I'm gonna see kind of what they want to know first.
Sure.
And hopefully I'll be able to answer their questions and whatever their concerns are and their thoughts are. I think my big message that I try to take everywhere is the democratization of film and filmmaking, where I remember once upon a time in the documentary Francis Ford Coppola did for Hearts of Darkness. He talked in the end about that, about how one day, these video cameras that they're inventing, this is around 91 or so. And he was saying that these video cameras one day are going to be good enough that, some little kid in the backyard is going to make a movie.
Wow.
And it's going to be really beautiful and poetic. And, we could dispel with this idea of professionalism, and it'll truly become an art form. And I've always felt that, that was something I sort of shrugged off at the time, but now we're here.
Yeah.
You can make the French director who did La Femme Nikita, Luc Besson, just released a trailer of a whole movie he shot on his iPhone, I think called Joan and John or something like that.
Yeah.
And, 28 years later was shot on an iPhone. I mean, so the technology has now fully gotten to the point where anybody can make a movie. There are no more gatekeepers. Now that has twofold consequence, which is, you have now a ton of films on the market.
Right.
A lot of it's just, it's completely saturated. So in order to break through, what you really need to do is be able to tell an incredible story, and trying to put emphasis on style and story and making sure that you have a unique voice in the way you use that voice. And if you can reach an audience by doing exceptional work, you can cut through. So film is democratized, but now everybody's got to vote. So you need to get out there and you got to make sure that your vote counts.
That's great. Rex, when we come back, I'm going to ask how you guys connected. We'll do that after a very short break, and we'll talk about a mutual contact I have with Daniel that I'm not sure he knows about, but we'll discuss that as well.
And I want to mention something, too, about Hearts of Darkness. So.
Yeah, perfect. All right, we'll do that after this very short break. Right now, Jim from Appleton on the 920 says Jennifer Lawrence is his wannabe girlfriend from TV and movies, and that is aiming high, and I love it, Jim. Great text. We are coming back with Rex Sykes and Daniel Pico. The Mission 1 Billion event is tomorrow night at Schmitty's in Milwaukee. We'll talk more about that.
Actually Brookfield.
Oh, Brookfield. Okay. So we'll have a few more minutes with these guys when we come back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me, folks, wherever you're joining us from around the state. We are talking to Mission 1 Billion co-founder Rex Sykes. He is also a producer and host of the Movie Beat podcast on Spotify. And Daniel Pico, who is a writer, producer, director, and just a filmmaker, Daniel. I think that's what we could say about you because you seem to do it all. Rex, how did you guys connect?
Well, I'd been familiar with Daniel's work for some time, but we didn't know each other. We actually just recently connected when I asked him if he'd be kind enough to speak at our group.
Okay.
One of the people that I work with, Derek Pfister, and some other people I have worked with, Daniel. So I've again been familiar with him for a long time, but this is really a first for us.
That's great. So if people show up tomorrow, Rex, just walk us through in a nutshell what the event is like. Some mingling, some drinks, that kind of thing. Daniel talks, and what happens at one of these
events? So we meet at Schmitty's Bar and Grill. It's on Lisbon Avenue in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And if they go to Facebook and they search it, they can find it, or if they, find Mission 1 Billion. And, they come in, and it's pizza night. So if you get a large pizza, you get a free pitcher of soda or beer. We have filmmakers of mostly our professional filmmakers, but there are some newbies, and we get new people and new blood coming each week. So you never know for sure who's going to show up, or what level. But it's a good mix of people. There are non-union actors and union actors and union IATSE people. I mean, it's a good crowd. It's a good mix.
Rex, if you are under nuclear attack for some reason, do not feel obligated to finish this this interview.
Starting to come on down. Yeah.
It happens.
I wanted to mention go back to Hearts of Darkness. A good friend of mine, a guy named Larry Carney, was one of the cinematographers on Hearts of Darkness, and came back from the entire mishigash of how long it took to film the entire movie and do the documentary and everything, with just tons of stories. I lost touch with Larry. I don't even know if he's alive, to be honest. So I'd like to reconnect. But he was amazing. Martin Sheen, I knew in the 70s, kind of casually. He was a very different Martin Sheen. He was a James Dean, cigarette-smoking, stocking cap, blue jeans, stocking Martin Sheen. And then I later met his brother, Joe Estevez, who became a friend. There's this, like Hearts of Darkness and Apocalypse Now. And all these guys have a very soft spot in my heart.
That's awesome. Daniel, was Columbia a good place to study film? I know so many people that went there, and it just seems like a great learning ground.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went there. I don't know what it's like now, although one of my main cast members, Amelia Marie, just graduated there. So maybe she could talk to its current state, but when I went there in the late 90s, it was really exciting. I mean, in 1997, that was such an amazing time for cinema. The independent film movement was coming. I mean, I was there during 1999, which was, you know, one of the greatest years in cinema. So I watched a ton of movies during that year. And I remember the connections that I made over going to those films and seeing all that, all those great projects that, you know, live to this day from that year. And if you look it up, I mean, it's incredible the amount of movies that were made in that year. What was really exciting was just getting hands on finally and being able to really touch things. And I made connections there that I live to this day. I mean, my cinematographer who just did my feature and a bunch of my shorts here, he was my best man at my wedding. I went to film school with him. His name is Jeff Silgenberg. He's a great cinematographer. Matt Jones, who is one of my producers, and he's a writer that I work with often, and he helped edit The Withering, my feature. He went to Columbia with me. Amelia Marie, who's a good friend. I mean, they're all part of that Columbia family. I have great relationships with a great relationship in particular with Wenhua, who's the current head of film there. She was an instructor while I was there. I actually assistant directed one of her short films out in Los Angeles. So it was great experiences, great people. During that time, I mean, I hope that anybody who has the opportunity to go to any film school really takes advantage of those years and really dives in. I mean, I remember, I was thinking about this the other day, when I got my first film book, you know, it was called The Art of Film. And I remember I took it to the top of the library in downtown Chicago. I think it's the Harold Washington Library.
Yeah.
And I brought it all the way to the top floor where they had that big open area where they sometimes do meals and catering and events and stuff. But it was just open and empty. And I remember sitting down up there with it and just reading about film gauges and sizes for the first time and how special and magical it was. I mean, that was an amazing time. And I really hope everybody else who decides to go to a film program has that kind of experience and really does that kind of deep dive.
When on your IMDb Pro page, I know this doesn't really mean anything. You work with someone, you might not even have crossed paths, but Dwayne Sharp was in a movie I did years ago, and he is a connection between the two of us. Love Dwayne. Are you friends with him, or was it just a kind of a cat? Okay.
Oh, yeah, Dwayne, we don't talk a lot, but he runs a casting agency now down in Chicago.
That's what I hear,
cast the stuff I shot for Razor here in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I went through his company, so he got me people. And then when I made my feature film, my first big feature, which was Farewell Darkness, which was done in 2007, Dwayne has a small role in that, and I had edited films that Dwayne was in, and he's such a great actor, and he was so much fun.
Great guy. Guys, good luck tomorrow. Thank you for being on the show tonight. Hope the event is a smash, and don't be strangers.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Great to see you. Feel good. And thanks so much. He's very cool. I'm very glad. Thank you for being here, Daniel, and for being there tomorrow.
You got it.
Thank you for having me.
Daniel is representing in Janesville, people, the southern end of the state here. So great stuff, guys. Thanks so much, and knock 'em dead tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. That's Daniel Pico and Rex Sykes. If you're interested, check out Schmitty's in Brookfield tomorrow for this event called Mission 1 Billion. And you can learn even more about Daniel and Rex, for that matter. All right, we are coming back after news, sports, and weather. We will be talking about where Wisconsin ranks to raise a family. And I'm going to tell you something cool about garlic. It's Pete Schwab at Nightlight of the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.